Okay, let's try this again. This is Ballast Pages. It is August 4th. This is the first episode in August. And as you can tell by the background noises, we're going straight to fighting. For a brief recap, the Ballast Pages had snuck into the dark realms under the Lomunian royal retreat, going through a secret door and then climbing down via a grappled rope to a door on a layer below, and then through the door into what appeared to be a musty, old, unused bedroom with a four-post bed up and to the left, curtains hanging on the walls that seemed to be kind of rotten, mildew, that kind of thing. Meanwhile, outside, someone, a guard, someone was also an adult, was also exploring the upper level and headed toward the well. We know that the grappling hook is still attached at the top of the well, and so if he notices, then you could have someone coming down on you from above. However, in the meantime, you have entered the three of you have entered the bedroom and closed the door behind you. So it is a big, heavy door, and the thought is that sounds will not necessarily travel through it. And as you had entered the room, with limited light coming from Rosie's colored lights and infravision, you saw a large meaning human-sized, mound of something that looked like garbage but was kind of all held together, and it had some bony limbs sticking out of it, and it had shambled forth to potentially bite you. And as I recall, did we roll for surprise? It seems like we did, and Rosie was surprised. Does that sound right?
Yes, Rosie's the only one that's surprised.
Okay, so Rosie has two segments of surprise, if I recall correctly, and you may roll initiative. So range right now is about 30 feet. So it's about 30 feet away. It is 5 foot tall.
Sixes.
Gray and black in color. Yeah, as is shown by the colored lights which Rosie had directed into the area.
Okay.
Okay, so you have a 3. Do you have a dex bonus? You do not yet. You will get one next level. Well, maybe not. What is that? What is that number? 15 what?
15, 72.
72, so you will not get it next level, but within a couple levels, you'll get one. All right? So the monster kind of makes a shambling out, and it does have, like, bony tentacles, right?
Yes.
So at 25 to 30 feet, is there any missile fire? I believe you did have your sword drawn, too, I think. Is that sound right?
I never do anything.
Oh, you did not have sword drawn. Okay.
I can draw my sword.
I could.
Yeah, we'll take time.
I could draw missile fire on one of my
spells. If you have a spell you want to try to use, that's right.
Okay.
And this is a surprise segment, which means if you cast a one-segment spell, it will take the entire segment and go off at the end.
I could shoot.
Well,
I could shoot
it's druidic spells, so they're instantaneous. So
shoot my bow.
You did not have your bow at the ready, I don't believe. So
that was not my bow.
Whatever weapon you're going to use, unless you have like throwing daggers or hand axes to throw now.
I do have a dagger.
Probably drawing it for the entire surprise.
I have a dagger I can throw.
So you could throw your dagger. If you draw your dagger, daggers draw very fast. You could theoretically draw it, and then you'd have it ready for next surprise segment. But if you draw it and throw it, you would not have it ready because you will have thrown it.
I'm just going to draw my sword.
Okay. Is it a short sword or a long sword?
Short sword. My magical one. I got it.
Okay. So you can draw the short sword, but you will not be able to attack with it during the surprise segments.
Oh.
Okay. What are we doing? Looking for the spell list?
Mm-hmm.
Remember you mentioned you had it at home.
I think you put it in there.
No, I already did.
Those are her tree things.
Her tree things. Let me see those things if I put those in there. I'm pretty sure it was on white paper.
No, it was on green.
Oh, we have a note paper. It's not in your bag anywhere.
I checked.
Okay, so we did not take a look at it or a picture of it. Does that sound right?
No.
Nope. I have a picture of
a dirt
sheet. A dirt sheet. Lazy. I remember you said you found it at home. Do you remember when that was or where that was at home?
No.
Not gonna do this any good now.
I don't think so. Okay,
so it needs to turn up before next session, otherwise we'll have to create the entire list. The only thing I remember that you did for sure have on there that might be useful in this situation is the
gym.
Electric shock.
Gym. Missile.
Oh, yeah, missile. Yeah, you had life missile, didn't you?
I should something missile.
Yeah,
okay, you could do that. You could do
I know you had.
That's why we keep it written down and keep it in our bag. Because no one can remember.
You have a missile. I think it was the life one. Wait, what's this?
It looks like that's it. Yep, that's it.
Yay!
So you didn't keep it in your bag, you kept it here.
I thought I had put it.
I looked over, I'm like, where is this?
That's when you saw it, when you were here with me for work. So, alright, now look at the list and see if there's a spell you want to cast. Let's go chop, chop, chop. 39 minutes. First 9 minutes has gone by and nobody has done anything.
The ones with the Sokos?
What?
The Sokos?
Let me see the list. That is what you are supposed to know.
It was not supposed to put on there. It was in pencil. I know you did it in pencil that time.
Yeah, the circles.
That's like circles.
Okay.
It's the only thing you have the right number of. So you have detect poison. That's not useful unless you want to know if it's poisonous or not. Precipitation to make it rain. Electric shield, which does shock damage and defends you. Minor heal, which heals somebody which nobody's hurt yet. And one first level X. On second level, you have Obscurement, which would make it harder for the creature to hit you and your party, which would be helpful. And one second level X.
Experiment.
Good idea.
I feel like I might... Me, myself, might... I know Selena doesn't, but I feel like I might know what it... But it's because I've talked to so many people about what it looked like.
Okay. In any case, so you trigger the spell, and over top of where you guys are, it becomes like you're a little bit foggy and blurry. And so it'll be harder for the creature to hit the three of you. Okay? That was Mystifier. We go to Melee. In Melee, the creature advances. I assume none of the three of you are advancing, unless you wanted to. You're the only one that could. To meet it, like countercharge. He's drawing his weapon, he's not ready, but you have your staff in hand. Rosie is surprised. She has her staff in hand, but she's just like.
I'm saying.
You could advance while you're drawing your sword, but it's going to be attacking you, and you're not going to have a weapon up. So.
I've also drawn my shield as well.
I just need to know whether or not you're planning on advancing at the moment, because it is advancing in it. And then.
Lock it, stop it. I'll stay back.
Okay, so you guys are basically staying where you are, and then you're probably standing in front of Rosie because she's surprised.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then, so it spends this surprise segment advancing the distance from where it came out from behind the curtain to where you are, and that ends surprise segment one, and neither one of you can attack. Actually, you could attack with a staff at the very end of the segment because it is there.
So basically, I yell, Rosie! And I run in front of her.
Okay, now you're going to try to hit it.
Yeah, okay.
So roll it. Keep going.
12.
Okay, what is your factor? It should be on your first sheet. Next to your weapon.
Is that the AC?
No.
Listed next to staff on your sheet, it says to hit AC 0 with the box. It should be like 18, 17, 19, something like that.
So, yeah, that up through that
much. Over to the right, past where it says plus 0, plus 2, or whatever.
Yeah, 18 in the morning. 18 in the morning.
Okay, you don't even have it filled up, so we're looking for that. base was 20. Okay, so you missed. Just put it over there. Alright, and then the creature is going to attack once, and it's going to be even odd. Odd, it's Selena. It's Dan. Okay, now you do have a shield, correct? You can shield parry. When you shield parry, he gets a minus one to hit, also minus for your strength, which you do not have a benefit for strength, and also minus for any magic of the shield, which it does not have magic. So he gets an extra minus one to hit. And your current AC is 2, and he misses. Okay, so it slams off your shield. And basically what it does is, there's some like, almost look like bones that are sticking out of the creature, and then some of them have like a projection that looks like a tail or a whippy vine. And then that's what hit your shield.
Do you have a picture of it?
No. And initiative.
Alright, roll initiative.
Theater of the mind. Most times there's not a picture. Let's go.
4.
Use your imagination. Nine. If it looks different to you than it does to him, that's okay, because it's theater of the mind. Okay? So, what's your initiative?
4.
Alright, what's your initiative?
5.
You rolled a 1. Do you get a dex bonus? I believe you do.
Yes.
Come on, Ariana. You gotta play the game, man.
16.
Okay, so that's plus 1, so that's 2. How many times have you rolled initiative? You get plus 1 on initiative every time. Okay? Okay. So, you got 2 on initiative. Alright, so you have initiative, but you're still getting your sword into play, so you're not able to attack with it. Other than changing position, there isn't much you could do.
My shield's out. I have bronze.
The sword's out, you just can't bring it into play yet. So basically, it's attacking you, and you're off back on your heels, you're slashing at it, but you can't get a good swing. Okay. Alright, so it can attack, but you actually have initiative, because it has a 1. So, you can attack with your staff, or you can do another spell. And technically, you can do a spell and missile fire before it can attack them.
Just attack with your staff.
Your level 2 axe volunteers.
I'll go with
my staff. He said, do your level 2 axe.
No,
that's
volunteers.
It makes it rain. The level 2 axe is volunteering to do something, like it's jumping forward, but you have to let it go if you want it to do something. Or you can keep it.
My staff though?
You can hit with your staff anyway, that's irrelevant. I'm asking you, do you want to use the spell or not? The level 2 axe that you don't know what it is, it's volunteering to do something. Are you saying yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So, a greenish globe of energy leaps from your hand and strikes the creature.
What?
Roll a d6.
Magic missile.
8.
Okay. There should be a sound for that somewhere.
That's great.
It's a pretty good sound.
You have no idea what that just did.
Why it not? Looks like it did damage. The creature changes to green right where it impacts, and then it pretty much goes back to normal after that.
The creature's no less ugly.
Definitely not. Okay.
That's cool.
And then you can attack with your staff as well, because you have initiative.
Okay. Go for it.
Roll to hit.
Got it.
D20. D20.
Have you played this before? Come on. Jump right in.
18.
18?
Yes.
That hits. So roll d6 for damage.
Get a 6.
2.
No extra damage. Okay, so you hit it with the orb of energy. You struck it with the staff, but it still looks very solid. Okay? It is returning fire. It can attack 2 opponents at once, and so it's going to attack both of you.
What?
Yeah, I know what this is. So Ariana knows what this is.
Role play. Missed Selena. Missed Dan. Okay? Alright. That ends segment 2 of Surprise. Your sword is in hand, and we're going to a normal round where Selena is no longer, or Rosie is no longer surprised, and everybody can roll initiative. The creature is in your face now, obviously.
Six. No. Because I got plus one. Five plus one. Six.
Okay.
Four. I'm just showing you.
Okay. So, Selena's first. There's missile fire, if you wanted to do a spell of missile fire. If not, then...
I don't have any spells.
The obscurement is still covering the area, so it's still blurry.
That might get hard to
Your level 1 X is not volunteering. It is not, not useful for offensive combat.
I don't think it would be volunteering.
Check.
I'm trying to quickly move up.
Probably would be wise to say that if you see something, some reason to believe it could be poisoned, then you would check.
Well, it's a monster.
No reason for it to be poisoned right now. Plus,
well,
it hasn't hit
nature
anybody
gives
yet.
You, nature gives you spells that help you, so maybe it gave you that to check.
Right, but if she uses it now and she needs it later, she doesn't have it.
Oh, yeah.
So. It's a wise spell to use when you think something might be poisonous. It's
divine. Okay. Right,
anyway, so you're first. Roll to hit. You're staffing the creature again.
11.
It was a miss. Okay. Then goes Rosie.
I got
okay.
four.
Rosie.
Yeah, you and Rosie are both in four. Okay. She has colored lights up, and that's what you're seeing by... She'll try to hit it with her staff. She's gonna like reach around the two of you, so she's not gonna try to get in the front.
She's
And she hit with a natural 20. Nice. Ah! Pretty puny damage. Okay. So she does hit the creature reaching around the two of you. You're also in four and you have your sword out, you may roll to hit.
19.
That's gonna hit. Okay, damage. This is a long sword,
Five.
Correct?
No, short.
Short sword, okay. So it's d6. Do you have a strength bonus? No. So you get a strength bonus.
I am specialized in short sword,
okay, so that's plus one.
That's
so that's... Or plus two, so that makes seven. And is it a special short sword?
Yes, it's a magical
one. Do you know the bonus? Okay, short
no,
sword.
No, I
haven't
used it in
Okay, this is the newer short sword that you got. You're saying. Okay. Alright. Okay, so you hit it pretty hard. It's like, there's a part of it that's like carved off and it's hanging off, and you can see inside looks like fatty and pussy, and this juice is running out.
Ew.
Not really like blood. It doesn't really look like blood.
It looks like some green juice.
And it does cry out, kind of like a squeal, basically. It goes.
That's not a good squeal. That sounds more
like plus. Okay, let's see. Sword swoosh. Sword clash.
Ka-ching.
Sorry, it's like, it's the sling at the side of the kid. Lock down. Now you guys just gotta hit it in that spot.
Okay.
Did you stop?
Hit right where the side is open.
Okay. Okay, and then that's everybody except the creature. So he goes last, and he's not gonna be able to reach Rosie, at least not easily. So he's gonna put one on each of you. On Selena. Missed.
Yes.
On Dan. Missed.
Yay.
Okay. That ends the round. You may roll initiative.
Okay.
Give me a two. Good at number.
I'm always getting two. Because I get the
okay.
one.
Two.
Plus one. One plus one.
We both going into.
Yup.
Okay. So in missile fire, Rosie is going to throw darts instead of using trying to use her staff because she can throw three darts and she'll have three chances to hit. Alright, so she's going to throw darts past you. And she missed all three times. I rolled a 1, 2, 3.
Is there a possibility of her hitting me?
No.
Nah, she's throwing them over.
Alright, and then...
I am for this part.
Melee, 6. The creature goes first on Dan. And he hits.
Oh, shit, even with the shit of fairy.
Yep, even with the shit of fairy. Alright, you take 4 points
of damage.
It's kind of like the tentacle sort of wraps over your shield arm and around your shoulder, and you can feel that it's still holding your arm.
Get it off!
Alright. That was in 6. 5. 4. Okay, there's a creature goes in 4 on Selena. And missed. Okay. And then 3. And Rosie already went missile fire, so 2.
Yes, me.
That's the best.
Alright, you can both
I'm gonna hit the thing that's holding on to me. I can't.
18.
Okay, so you can attack the tentacle directly and not be attacking the creature if you want.
I will.
Okay.
14.
That's gonna hit. Damage.
6.
Okay. So the tentacle is severed where you struck it. Like the sword goes clean through, and there's still a little bit that was hanging in your arm, and that falls off on the floor, and the creature pulls the tentacle back and goes up in the air and whips around.
Ha!
Okay.
Got
him. And, what'd you roll? 18 is a hit. Damage?
6.
Okay. Alright. So it definitely sags back at the. What?
It's straight at the creature.
You attacked it with your staff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes people don't go directly at when they attack their staff. I don't understand what you're saying. Yes, you did 6 points of damage. We got it. Okay, anyways, the creature definitely responds to the pain, and at the end of that round, it begins to try to retreat. So it's pulling back away from the two of you. And if you choose to, you may each strike it for free.
Okay. I'm striking.
I'm striking.
Hold a hit. In fact, Rosie can too.
Oh, yeah.
15.
15's a hit.
10.
10 is a miss.
Ah!
4.
Okay, and the creature sags to the floor under the weight of the final blow.
I go and poke it.
And so basically, it just kind of looks like about half as tall as it was before, because it just kind of like shrinks down. And you can see still some bones sticking out of it at different angles, and the tentacles are still there, and the one that's hacked off laying on the ground. And it kind of breathes its last breath. Like,
pocket that makes it still alive.
Not still alive, obviously. That's what last breath means.
I didn't want it to have to get some... I didn't want somebody else to get in danger from it, so I struck it. Ew!
I mean, I did that.
Blood!
Yes, okay. Alright.
Gross! So
the combat is concluded. The creature is killed.
God, don't do me.
Everyone stands there quietly, breathing heavily, and you listen.
I go to the door.
Okay. Dan is headed toward the door to listen and see if there is anyone outside coming. You don't hear anything except for kind of the random weird sounds that you were hearing before.
Are there more of them?
It's entirely possible.
I hope not.
If it is...
Let's not tell anybody about these monsters, alright?
Cool.
I'm gonna finish the rest of my potion to heal. Actually, never mind.
I didn't take any damage at all.
I took 4. From the tentacle grabbing my arm.
You do have a minor heal you could use on him if you choose. Rosie didn't get hit either, so...
Okay.
All right.
It's up to you. It's your spells.
So Rosie directs the colored lights into the area, like where the creature came from, and you can see around the base of where the curtains hang down that there are little bits of what look to be like excrement, like poop, basically, and then there's some bits of like molting or something that had come off the creature, and it looks like it was basically hiding there quite some time behind the curtain, and the curtain itself has been rotted away at the bottom and that kind of thing. But what is creepiest, or what is most bizarre, if you want to say that, is that you can see what appears to be a human arm, still in armor, laying amongst the waste. You can see the fingers and hands, and it doesn't have much skin on it. It's like just bone, basically. It's not a whole person, just an arm.
The waste of the monster?
By the bottom of the curtain where the monster seemed to be resting previously, where, before it came out.
I walk slowly.
I'm describing its nest, if you will.
Slowly walk over to the curtain.
Okay.
So it's still drawn, by the way.
Just looks like an old, rotten curtain, tapestry, really, but it hangs the cover part of the wall. So right at the wall there, the wall comes out, and then there's an opening that goes behind, like, to another hallway or a closet or something, and you've not been that way.
I know.
Does it probably look
like it? It looked like it came from the base of the curtain, where its nest was.
Yeah, well, then what's back there?
That's a good question.
Has it been back there? Do we see poop or any signs of it back there?
I mean, you haven't gone back there to look. You just know there's an opening there.
Can you send a light through there?
Rosie directs the colored lights to go around the corner. She has to go a little bit that way. She has to be able to see them at all times. So, okay. So when you look back there, you see. I have the mouse on my tablet. I'll forget it, but I'm sorry, I can't remember. So you see, it's about an 8-foot by 10-foot space, and it's sort of just like a rectangle on the backside of where that wall sticks out at. And then against the wall, there is a what appears to be part of a man. Like, he doesn't have legs, but you see from the knees up, and he's wearing banded armor and has a helmet. And at first it kind of gives you a start, because he's standing there, he's staring right at you, but then you realize it's just a dummy. And it's holding a suit of banded armor and a helmet.
So
true. Doesn't have arms, really. Doesn't have legs. It has a pole that sticks down to the ground. Yes, there are signs that the creature has been in this area. But there are no curtains or tapestries or anything like that here.
I don't see any of the creatures in that room.
No, no other creatures at all.
Do I see like another hallway entrance?
There's not. This is like a, almost kind of gives the impression of a storage area for arms and weaponry. But the only really thing that remains that you see is the statue, or is the armor dummy.
Are you going to go back there?
And it's only 10 feet, so, and you did come back here. You did come down here to explore.
And I really had technically no fear.
Okay. So she comes and stands in the farthest part back, and she directs the light so you can see.
Thank you.
You go and look, and see the banded armor that is on the armor dummy looks serviceable. What kind of armor do you have?
Check. I don't know where it's at, though.
I come slowly behind him in case he needs it.
Wait, no.
So
you would not step down to banded mail normally. A cavalier would stay with plate mail. Even if the banded mail were actually better or magical normally, you would have to stay with the plate mail. That's one of the disadvantages of your class.
Is there any signs of magical?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's not a dummy. I doubt they'll put magic on them.
I mean, it's not really good, but just... the only thing that might make you think it could be special is the fact that it's probably been down here for a really long time and it still looks like it's in pretty good condition.
Does anybody need
armor?
Again,
you would not go to the banded mail because you have plate mail already. Mm-hmm. Plate mail is considered better.
Does anybody need armor?
And you can't wear banded mail because it's you can only wear things made of leather or wood.
Why is that?
Because you're a druid.
Rosie. Do you need armor?
Rosie can't wear armor at all.
She can't?
Mage is an illusion, it's not wearing.
Cool.
Okay. Anyway, so you're checking out that area where it's at, though, right? Mm-hmm. Roll a d6.
Please let this game be survived. 2.
Okay.
Do I need to?
No, because you're in. Oh, yeah.
If you're going in that area, then yes.
2.
Okay.
Both roll 2.
So, the area seems like gives you the sense that it probably was stripped. And you see hooks on the wall that might have held swords or spears or something. There's two hooks that are close together, like maybe for a crossbow or a bow, but it's all gone. It's all been stripped out. dummy here now. The armor dummy is there. He doesn't have any pockets. You have a helmet. The helmet looks pretty nice.
Doesn't say I have an armor.
Yeah, so you could use the helmet.
I take the helmet. Oh, this says chain plate helm.
So you do have a helmet. But you have chain and plate
mixed. This is H-E-W. Oh, chain mule. Plate mule. Chain plate mule.
Yeah, so I think you had a mix of chain and plate at one point. Chain and plate.
I think I do have a helm.
I think you do too. That looks like that says helm and shield. So you have chain plate, helm, and shield. So actually, you could go to the banded because it's a full suit of armor. It's better than chainmail, but it's not as good as plate mail. It's in the middle. So right now you have chain and plate mix. So you could get rid of that and go with the banded armor instead.
I'll take the banded armor.
And I can show you a picture of what it looks like. And then you can't control your body. What banded armor looks like. It basically looks like leather bands that go across, and then it has studs to hold it together in layers. But it will take, if you want to take it to switch into it now, it'll take some time. Also, then here you'd be leaving your chain and plate down here.
Why don't I could take it back up?
There's a world either way. You take it back, tie it on the bottom of the rope, haul it up. You could do that, it'd be easier to do that with the banded armor than it would be with the chain
that.
And plate.
I will go to the rope. Okay.
Well, we're going to assume you're doing that when you get ready to leave.
Mm-hmm. Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
Okay, now that you guys have scouted it out and have seen that there's nothing really going on in that area, nothing dangerous or whatever, Rosie comes over just to look around as well. And then she says, hey, I think there's a concealed door here.
Is that why we rode?
Yes. But you don't get to know that unless somebody finds it. Okay. As a general rule, if you go into a dead end hallway or something like that, and I tell you to roll dice, that means there could be a secret door. Or even if you roll, and there might not be a secret door, and I might be just having you to roll to think maybe there is. The only way to know for sure is to search it. And elves have a much better chance of locating secret doors.
But I look.
How long was that?
And you can notice it just walking by. But if you intentionally search for it, your chance is much better.
I search.
Okay, so with the three of you looking at it, you find that indeed, there is a concealed door there. And basically, it's a panel in the wall. But the reason it's a concealed door and not a secret door, per se, is the panel is rectangular like a door, and the line that goes straight down. So it's not like once you see the line, it doesn't like mesh with the stone well. It's pretty obvious that it's there once you know what to look for. And so she points it out. And then there's no handle or anything, but you think you might be able to like lever it with a blade or something like that.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
Then I'll just grab pull.
Okay. You can't get your fingers in the crack, but so you can use a blade of your sword in there and try to lever it, get it started. Okay. So it starts to move a little bit almost immediately. It seems to be pretty well balanced. However, the weight that you're moving is a lot. You have to put quite a bit of your strength on it to get it to move.
So
roll a d20 saving throw versus normal blow for your sword just to make sure like the edge of your sword doesn't break or something.
How do I do that?
Roll a d20 and don't roll super low.
Roll the natural 20.
What is
that? A 6.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, yay.
So our sword is metal hard versus normal blow is a 2. So you only fail on a 1. Okay. So, yeah. But he levers a little bit with his sword and then grabs a hold of it and you're able to open it. And so what you see inside there is a concealed alcove. So basically it's like a small closet, but it curves. It doesn't have corners, right? And then in the concealed alcove, there is a small chest. It's about a foot across by about 8 inches high, 8 inches deep. And then laying behind the chest on the floor is a red, looks like it's It's a piece of cloth. It could be a cape or a tablecloth or something until somebody looks at it. You don't know for sure.
Can I move the chest? Is it possible?
It doesn't look like it would weigh more than like 15 pounds.
So then I kind of
grab
the chest.
The chest?
Yeah.
Probably as big as the one you have.
By like 8x8, I just said that.
So I grab the chest.
Like this.
So I grab it.
Okay. Roll a saving throw versus poison.
This is what you're gonna do.
If I go reaching for stuff, you might want to actually be careful. Okay.
So roll
a d20 and you want higher, equal to or higher than your poison save.
16.
Yep. Okay, so you failed your save versus poison.
Wow.
And you will take 15 points of damage.
Oh god, I'm not good! Okay.
You immediately realize that there's some kind of oily substance that's seeping into your skin. All right, so the chest falls on the floor.
Wipe it off.
See if it. Okay, it does not open when it falls on the floor. Rosie says, "What is that? What happened?"
Liquid. Probably poison.
You can see, like, as you look at him, you can see, like, his eyes look bloodshot and deep in, and there's a little bit of blood on the edge of his nose.
I will drink the rest of my potion.
Okay.
Oh, well, I can use mine to heal.
How many days do you have left?
Two.
Okay. Okay, you get 10 points back.
Yes!
And now your secret magic potion is all gone.
I'll just keep the bottle for something else. So 10, so I'm at, back at, so I'm at 5 now.
I don't think I've ever
used mine. 15 plus 4.
Okay, so you were, what were you at?
4.
You were at 31, you took how much points? 20 points of damage. That was all you had taken was 4?
Then 15.
Okay, so you were 19, so you were down to 12, and you just got 10 back, you're at 22.
23, you should use that healing.
Spoken like a cavalier. Heal me, heal me, heal me, please heal me.
I'm gonna die.
You're not going to die. Stop touching poison stuff. 4 points of damage in a combat, that's next to nothing. It was just all grabbing the poison chest that almost did you in. Okay. Anyway, so the chest is there, but he dropped it like a hot potato and immediately drank his healing potion. So it looks like touching it wasn't the best idea.
I used my sword.
Do you think I needed to detect poison now?
No.
Not now. You just missed your chance, apparently.
Grab my sword and I just...
Now,
push it out to the ground.
Now can I detect poison on the cloak?
Yes, you could cast detect poison and be able to see what actually is poisoned.
Okay, I want to see everything in the room. What's poisoned?
Okay, so you can see a little bit of poison on his hands still. The cloak does not appear to, or whatever it is, the red cloth does not appear to have any poison on it. And the chest has poison on it. But it's pretty much only on the sides. The top and bottom do not appear to have any poison.
So what's all poisonous?
I'm just going to grab the top.
You'd have to, you could touch the top and, get the bottom. You could hold it on the top and bottom or something like that, but there's no way to just hold it on the bottom. There's no, handle or anything.
So,
I could, just kind of go like this and try to tip it and then get my hand under it.
Yeah. You could do that. You be careful not to touch the sides. Yep.
Okay, I'm trying it.
Just roll a dex check.
What's all?
Or d20 equal to or less than your dex.
What is all poisonous?
Hold on. I'm just grabbing it. And I touch it. Did you say you're talking?
Don't touch it.
No, he doesn't. D20 equal to or less than your dex.
Then I started talking. Don't touch it.
14.
Less. Okay, you're fine. Less. So you managed to hold it on the... You have the chest in your hand. It does weigh about 15 pounds, so it's not light. It's heavy bowl and ball, basically.
You touching it?
But the sides are not... You're not touching the sides, just the top and bottom.
Is it possible that I can...
Rosie says, is there a way we can get it open?
I could probably figure it out.
Is it possible that if I hold it like this, I could try to open it? If I hold it like this?
Can I try that key?
Oh, no. Looking at it with the detect poison, you can see that the poison is definitely on the lock. And on that whole side. So if you touch the hasp, it does have a lock, first of all, so it would have to be unlocked.
I have a key I could try, but I have poison.
Well, you can just wipe it off now. You're already
damaged.
Just don't touch anybody else because they might get damaged.
Give me your key. I'm going to try it without touching the lock. Just kind of stick it up on door.
It's a small key, so this big.
Yeah. Well, I can just like pinch the top and just try to get the lock.
What's that called?
It looks like the key is too small, but you never know.
Is that cloth?
You have a key?
I mean, yes, I have a key on me, but I don't know what it goes for. It's a skeleton key. Yeah, I have a skeleton key, but I don't know what it goes for yet.
Do you volunteer it?
Take it.
Okay, as soon as you take the key from his hand, the key turns to dust.
What? And
little bits of dust fall down.
I try setting the chest down. I'm going to set it down.
Okay. I check back.
I want to see what happens.
I check back.
Nothing new happened.
Okay, then I'm going to pick it back up.
I check back, back in my pouch.
It's gone.
What's the key now?
What?
What's that claw? I grabbed the claw.
I set it down again. I'm like picking it up and putting it down so many times now.
Do you know what?
I'd be careful. Don't touch the poison parts.
What's poisonous on the chest?
Oh, the sides. And the lock.
What about the claw?
Nothing.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
So when you pick it up, the red cloth appears to be in excellent condition. It is a pleated cape, basically, about 12 inches. It's the kind of thing you'd wear over your shoulders, and then it's just meant to be stylish.
Put it on.
It's definitely not ordinary wear.
Put it on, just because I don't feel like this. I also did not have my helmet on. Took that off.
Okay. I mean, you hardly even notice it there because it's over your armor, so it just makes you have red on your shoulder.
Really? I look underneath where
Again,
I got
it's not the kind of thing you would normally wear around. It's more like for a formal occasion.
Take it off. I fold it up to put it in my book bag.
Rosie says, it occurs to me just now that we've got to be kind of careful with what we find down here, because if we find anything like a red cape, banded armor like that, and then we start wearing it around upstairs, at some point in time, people are going to go, where'd you get that? So you're going to lie?
No. No.
My point exactly.
You're right.
I just think whatever we find that's really going to stand out or whatever, we might want to just kind of stash it.
I'm taking that armor, though.
If you start wearing it around upstairs, it might cause questions.
I could just say I found it, because technically I did find it.
And then if they say where are you going to say? And everything down here probably belongs to somebody, even though it's been left behind.
But they might be dead.
I mean, there's an arm.
They might be dead, but we don't know. This whole place down here seems to be deserted, but also it seems like it's kind of patrolled. Probably because there's...
You said you heard someone, and then you saw a torch play.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So people come down here, so the stuff that's down here probably belongs to somebody, and I'm not sure we can just take it. They might want it. I mean, we could take it up and offer it, like, to the princess or something like that. Or
we could
just stash it until it's time to leave the retreat, and then we could take it with us when we go.
Well, I want to see if there's a way we could get the poison off this chest and find out what's in it.
I have a piece of cloth.
Probably the best way was to bring it to the Majesty or whatever.
Not if you want to keep what's in it. What does it say?
I check out
They're just going to say, oh, thank you, you found our lost chest that we haven't seen in 100 years, and keep it, because it's in their retreat. This is their house, I think. I mean, they're nice, but what reason do they have to give it to us?
I check out where I saw the claw. Where I saw that red cord thing. I check out there, see if there's like something under it.
Okay, no.
Nothing under
it. Okay, so Rosie says, I might have an idea how we can get the poison off the chest. The question is if we can get the lock open. Because I also might have an idea how we can get the lock open.
I have lock picks. That's what I use for the door.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's possible then. Well,
we need the poison off first.
Okay. Well, I have an idea, I think, how I could do that. It's going to make a bit of a mess.
It's just gonna splash the poison everywhere?
No, I don't think so.
I step back and...
Okay.
So do I.
Set it back in the alcove, and that way if there's a mess, it'll be kind of contained a little bit.
She's like...
Okay, so she waves her hands, and as she does so, the colored lights blink out.
Not a kid.
And she would, and a pitcher, a big pitcher, it looks like it's almost, would be probably like 15 pounds, because it's pretty big, with a handle on it, appears in her hand. And then she steps forward, and she pours the pitcher on the sides of it. And as it comes out, there is a white liquid, looks a lot like milk, but it's kind of frothy, like it's got bubbles on top of it. And she pours it around the outside of the chest. Now, you still have your detect poison up, so you'll be able to know what's happening. Okay, and as it goes around the outside of the chest, you can see that the white liquid is definitely diluting the poison, and it's running down the floor. But it creates a puddle a couple feet across that definitely has streaks of poison running through it. But the chest no longer has poison on it, or at least not, except maybe a teeny bit on the bottom edge.
How do I get the chest?
I mean, it's only a couple feet across total. You can easily reach in and get it.
I'll do it.
Okay. And now you don't have to worry about touching the poison, so you just grab it and pick it up. Okay, so now you have the chest. There is a, with the detect poison, basically what you see wherever there's poison, and it just looks like light, like a greenish light wherever there's poison. And you can see that there is a tiny bit still left on the bottom of the chest, like on the bottom edges where it was sitting on the floor and the poison ran down. And so then as you turn it over, and she pours the pitcher to wash off the bottom edge.
So I'm going to...
Yeah, which works, or so it appears in your vision that all the poison is on the floor now. And then she takes the, she's holding the pitcher, and she shakes it, and it becomes a hammer, and she has a hammer instead of a pitcher, and then
what?
And a chisel, and the chisel drops to the floor, ding, 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 on the floor.
I pick it up.
Okay. Just in case the lock picks don't work.
Okay. So I'll kneel down on the ground and grab the lock.
Okay, as soon as you touch the lock, it clicks open. And falls open.
Why is all this crazy stuff happening when I touch things?
First, you made my key disappear.
When I touched it, and now the lock just comes open. Okay, I'm going to open the chest.
Rosie says, maybe the two events are related. The key was magical to open a lock. It was probably consumed when he handed it to you and you were holding the lock, and then when you touched the lock, it opened.
Oh.
Makes sense to me.
I'm going to open the chest.
I've read about such things. Okay. So you open the chest, all right? Upon opening the chest, you find...
Nothing bad, please.
There's dust in my chest. And these things.
Nothing bad, please.
That I probably should. The dude, and it's getting really freaky. Anyway.
Okay, so you find in the chest there are two rings, simple silver rings, three gems, and a couple handfuls of coins, mostly silver and gold. And then there's a what looks to be like a little scroll rolled up around a stick, but the scroll is semi-transparent, like you can't. You can see through it. It almost looks like it's not fully there.
I think it's an illusion.
Were you listening?
Yes.
Okay. We got two silver rings.
Do I see
gems.
Poison on any of them?
No, nothing appears to be poison.
I'm going to grab the rings out.
Okay, I'll pull out two silver simple rings.
Reach for the scroll.
Okay. So when your hand touches it, there's a little bit of light where your hand touches the scroll, but you can't pick it up. It's like your hand goes right through it.
I'm going to try. I'm still holding the rings, but I'm going
to. Same thing. Still semi. It's like you can't physically touch it.
Can I see
the ring? Wait. I'm going to put on the rings.
Okay.
And just try.
One.
No, I put on both.
Okay.
And then try.
Like on the same hand, separate hand?
Just both on this.
Put together on one finger? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you try to pick it up. Okay, so you're able to pick it up, but it still appears to be semi-translucent.
What? I knew that would work.
What happened if you take the one ring off? Does it need both? Let's check.
Okay, I take one of the apps.
Okay. It's, you're still holding it, and it's still semi-translucent.
I'll put that ring on my... Can I do that?
Doesn't change anything.
Give it to Rosie.
Okay. Okay, give it to Rosie. I'm still wearing
the scroll? Rings.
Yeah.
Okay, it falls through her hand and stops on the floor.
Give the ring to her first.
So
actually, here, let me see a ring real quick.
I pick up the skull again.
Back in your hand.
Can I open it?
No. It doesn't have enough substance to open it.
I grabbed some of the gold.
You can see the light where you're touching it, but you can't get a grip, like your fingers are going through it.
So I'm still kneeling down, so I sit on my lap. What happens? I'm screaming.
It sits on your lap.
Okay, so I leave it on my lap. I take off one of the rings and give them to Rosie.
Okay. She puts it on her hand. She has a ring on her left hand. She puts this one on her right.
I check out the rest of the stuff in my chest.
Three gems and a couple dozen coins.
I give her a gem.
My giant magical ring on my left. So I give that the scroll to her.
Okay. She takes it in the hand that has the ring and she's holding it, but it still looks the same. Like, that's just not fully
solid. I take out some of the coins.
It might be an illusion, but is it possible you can make it real?
Well, if you guys are holding it with the rings, and it's not an illusion.
No, I don't think I could make it real. Maybe whoever made it could make it real. But...
Let's not risk that. That's counting the coin, is it?
I mean, it must be real. Maybe it's partly between here and, like, the ethereal plane or something. So it's not physical. It's not solid, like a ghost would be, or like a... Something like that.
It's here, but it's also in the plane?
Yeah, so I'm wondering.
So maybe there's like two of these illusions and four of these rings, and...
Or three.
One ring clearly allows you to hold it. Maybe there's a keyword or something. Like if we could discover what the word is or the
Me
command
casually
to make it make the scroll solid.
Can I see that chisel?
Sure.
Because since we know from the retreat, there's a secret compartment in her chest. I'm kind of banging around the chest for that.
Yeah, well, it's not very big. It's a little bigger than that.
I know.
Yeah, you don't see any secret compartments. You can roll a d6.
Six?
Nope.
Okay. Me casually now counting the coins. Fine, seeing like this. Wait.
Well, we can experiment by using... You know, different command words that could work.
Wait.
And then we could research in the library of the keep to find out whether or not there are any old stories about who lived down here or whatever. A lot of times if you're trying to discover the command word that somebody would have used for something, knowing their life could really help.
Wait. There's three gems and I'm counting the coins right now. Maybe that could do with something.
Maybe. Or this is just one of their treasures.
Would Old Teal know?
I'm curious. So I grab one of the gems and I kind of just like touched the scroll with the gem.
Nothing happens.
Okay. I mean,
other than the fact it passes part way through.
I'm counting the
Wait, ones. Maybe give me the gem.
You have one. There was three, so I gave one to you and one to her.
Can I see that?
Sure. And you're holding it in the hand that you put the ring on?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I try to touch it?
Nothing happens.
Put
set it in my lap, switch hands with the gem, and then pick it up. What happens?
So if you hold the scroll in the ring, the hand that doesn't have the ring, it falls through your hand.
Okay, so...
Put the gem on, then grab the scroll. Have the gem underneath the scroll.
Okay. So I do this.
Or touching the ring or something.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. So you now have a mystery. We'll give you the exact count on the coins next time, and we'll decide which one to do. You appear to be safe, and whoever was did not come in here, so.
I'm wondering, three gems, depending on how many coins, could be a number.
Yes, sir. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.